This episode is sponsored in part by Swim. Okay, here's a depressing stat. 70% of shoppers who want your products never actually buy them. They browse, they consider, then they forget. That's revenue walking out the door. Swim Wishlist Plus turns browsers into buyers. Customers save products they want, get notified when prices drop or items restock. You can also engage them in personalized fashion through your marketing or sales outreach. It's like having a personal shopper reminding them to come back and buy from you instead of your competitors. And 45,000 stores already use it, and it only takes 5 minutes to install. You can try it free today for 14 days. Go to getswim.com/Kurt. That's swimwithay.com/Kurt. Turn those maybe laters into sales today. Getswim.com. Say some words for me.
I'm trapped in a meat sack.
This body is a prison. And then if you could hold up a white piece of paper here for...
Are you sure this is white paper?
You know, I'm not.
Yeah, because it could be like, you know, ivory or whatever.
It says white on it.
Bone.
Bright white premium paper is what I buy. Only the finest of office supplies. We are discussing new Shopify features. Babe, wake up. Shopify dropped new features. I love new feature day.
I swear to God, if you woke me up to say that Shopify dropped new features, I would lose my mind.
With excitement? I know, me too.
I have a thing about people waking me up. Like, obviously wake me up if you're like, I need help. There's an emergency. Great. Like, waking me up because you're like, I made cinnamon rolls. Or like, I want to ask you a question. Get ready to die. Like, do not wake me up.
I don't.
One time my wife woke me up because she was like, you were sleeping really late. And I just wanted, I needed to check on you. And she got a talking to.
Well, fortunately for us, these announcements happened at 9 a.m. this morning, where you were already awake, dressed, and in this office.
Correct.
Yeah. I've, for the record, never woken you up.
Well, you know.
Never been just asleep.
Well, yeah.
I'm like, hey, buddy.
Because when we're done, I go home.
Yeah. All right. Shopify additions. Any exciting announcements you were hoping for?
They're going to increase partner payouts?
Well, you know, they did. A few additions ago, they did that, where they said, well, up the first million,
oh,
they're
that's
not
right.
taking.
They did do that,
yeah.
Actually.
So, yeah. No, you did get your wish already.
All right.
Thanks,
guys. How about our new app got built for Shopify without us having to do anything?
No, we got to put in the work for that.
Ugh.
Yeah. Well, we'll get there. The big exciting, for me, I think the big exciting one out of all these announcements, this is selfish, native split testing. The feature is called rollouts. Native A/B testing coming to Shopify. This I'm excited about.
Skipping over things in the list you gave me.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I wanted to go with the big one, the one I'm excited about.
And then you wrote that not the first thing on the list.
Yeah. Yeah, that is what I did.
Great. Let's go. Whee!
Okay. Schedule theme changes and run A/B tests directly in the theme editor. With your Shopify plan.
I know my role on this podcast is to act dumb and say things are bad.
You're our resident skeptic.
And then you convince me otherwise, and you teach me about it. This is good. This is great. Native split testing is sick, especially since all of the good split testing tools have become insanely expensive over the last 2 years.
So the fact that
there's a native one built into Shopify now is so nice. And you are going to lose your mind over it. I'm talking to Kurt specifically because he loves doing that.
I do. I love split testing because, you know, so much of design is subjective. And, you know, when you're presenting in an online store, you have to make a guess as to will this help or hurt sales. And then once you've implemented it, you don't necessarily know if it helped or hurt sales. Split testing gives you that opportunity where you could much more confidently know what does or doesn't move the needle and in which direction. In the past, we were using Google Optimize, but it was shut down years ago. So not an option anymore. And so we were left looking for new tools to find. There are third-party tools, both in the Shopify App Store and outside the Shopify App Store, that they're out there. They're good. We use them. I have lamented, you know, all of them seem expensive. And I'm spoiled because tools like Google Optimize were free and a little clunky. You know, there's none that's like super easy to use. You know, I'm a marketer, tech guy, and even I'm sometimes like, okay, this thing's frustrating. To have this as a native feature, I am just, I haven't even played with it, but I'm already so excited and thrilled because I, you know, I would assume that this will be easier to use. I'm not paying extra for it. And split testing is such a valuable tool, and this opens it up to so many more people because we've lowered the barrier to entry.
All right, let's roll it back to 101. Split testing is you make a change on your store. Could be anything. The canonical joke example is changing the color of a button.
What button color converts best?
It could be like adding a new section onto your store. It could be changing the language.
Entirely different layout.
Yeah, different layouts, different languages on your headlines, whatever. And you split your store. You split your audience. Some people see the change. Some people see the old version. Then it'll track which one sold more. Or you could set a target. You'd like, I actually care about add to carts the most. I don't care about revenue. Don't know why.
Yeah, we pick a KPI and we say this is our goal.
Yeah. And then when you need to get a ton of traffic, which is the stumbling block here,
right,
is a ton of traffic. You need thousands of people, maybe hundreds of people at least, to look at both ones and see which one did better. And then you go, oh, that one won. So you make that change to everyone. I also would think about, you know, it's not just about things you could add. It's about things you could take away.
True.
It's like, oh, you know, this giant video and all this giant crap down here at the bottom of the page, no one's seeing it, and getting rid of it didn't change anything for anyone. So let's get rid of it. So there's less stuff and it's more focused.
We had a site, as an example, we had a site that I was very proud of a feature we built, custom feature. It would show you cost per serving of a product depending on what... depending on, you know, what quantity and format, what packaging type you
ordered. Yeah, and this company had like 12 different packaging types, so maintaining it was a huge pain in the ass.
But we got it. It worked. We were proud of it. We ran it at least several years. And then I split tested it, discovered it. Actually, the site performed better without it. I never would have guessed that, right? You know, but split testing, that's the power of it. You know, we were actively doing a thing that hurt our sales unknowingly. And split testing is one of those things that reveals that to you.
Yeah.
Now, the catch is it is very dependent on traffic, right?
Yeah.
You have to have a ton of traffic to get to a statistically significant result.
Yeah. Otherwise, you're like, okay, I started that split test. We'll check back in 3 months to see which one's better. That's not going to be good for anybody.
And, you know, in this rollouts feature, there's one of the screenshots included with it in additions shows confidence interval or they call it confidence or confidence interval. That's referring to our statistical significance, right? You know, if I only have 100 visitors and, you know, they really were like close to 50-50, I don't know which one. That's just
which one
noise.
Is actually the winner, yeah.
And so that helps me decide. But, you know, and that's why I like the big changes, you know, really large changes. It's easier to get to statistical significance because it'll tend to skew hard one way or the other. But again, I need a ton of traffic. If I don't have the traffic, this isn't useful.
I just got a question. How does it work, though? So what are we doing? So from what I understand it, you are going to go into edit theme, and then up there it's got the markets, where it's like you could have B2B and you could have the international market selections.
Currently,
it works via that.
Yeah, we call it contexts UI. Or markets.
Yeah.
So, all right, truthfully, I have not played with this.
Okay, great.
I have read about it. I've seen screenshots of it. And I have spoken to the gentleman at Shopify, Aaron Glazer, who is going to join us on the podcast next week. And he let me ask him all kinds of questions about this. He said it works like markets or contexts. And that's where, like, you're in the theme editor and I could, this version of my site for France, for Canada, whatever, can look materially different from the version for the U.S., and so, all right, if I have that concept as far as like implementation goes on site, that already gets us pretty close to what split testing does.
Yeah, now all we need to do is track it.
Yeah.
So.
And we have an analytics platform in Shopify. So, all right, we're getting there.
So, So I think what you're going to end up needing to do is you're going to have like, I guess you're just going to create a different market we'll call it, you know, the test market, and make changes in your theme editor and be like, apply this to the test market. And then there'll be something that we click on that goes, okay, do a split test between the normal site and the test market site, and then track that and tell me when you're done.
I would think, you know, maybe okay. It's another app we add, a first party app called Rollouts, but I haven't played with it myself. It's in preview. Invite only preview. And I want to be on the wait list.
You didn't score an invitation?
I didn't. No.
Wow.
Well, there's another feature. We have a store that's in there. I know. Look, I get early scoop on some of this.
Oh, wow.
You know, I like that. Okay. If I don't have enough traffic to confidently run these tests, they're really, it's not helpful to me yet. They have, at the same time, another feature that just rolled out. And this one, you could install this right now. It's called SimGym.
Snap it to a SimGym.
Oh, you were waiting for it. mine was, what was my line about it? Oh, it's a gym for your Sims. Yeah, no, there are lots of jokes for this. Finally, the Sims coming to Shopify.
Yeah.
Okay, now we've given the hard time about the name SimGym, but it's cute. It's fun. I like it. SimGym, the app, search SimGym in the Shopify app store right now. You can find this and install it. It'll show you what it does. It won't do anything yet. It says AI research preview on it. And then from there, you can hit join waitlist. But just like given the state of how it looks, I would imagine you get access to that fairly soon. That's speculation on my part. But the idea, and this is another one Aaron Glazer is going to tell us about this next week, but the idea is it'll create agents that represent user personas, and an AI attempts to complete a task on your website and then make suggestions based on that.
This is not going to work.
Well, you know,
there's going to be a fake AI person that uses your website and then tells you where you can make improvements.
Okay, but think about like the first step of a CRO audit that we would do for someone.
I mean, no, I understand.
User testing, functionally similar.
Yeah, user testing is a very important tool. The AI is not smart enough to do that. The recommendations it's going to make are going to be so dumb and so bad. There's no way this works good.
Let's say it has a list of defined. We're speculating here. I have a list of best practices and a list of defined tests and a list of user personas. The AI is essentially role playing through shopping on the website, and it could figure out. I think it could figure out on its own. Hey, it is hard to find this particular item that I'm looking for, whether that's a piece of information or a product, or maybe it's. Let's assume the AI is dumber than the person. If you've used like Comet browser, it's not real good.
I was about to say,
the AI can navigate my website, a person definitely
can.
The
main stumbling block is usually they're always building a stupider person on for these things, like we know, testing these apps. So it's like maybe if the AI is really dumb and bad, it'll accurately be able to simulate extremely dumb and bad users.
All right, I don't like the words dumb and bad, but like if I'm just think about the context though. I'm like walking down the street and scrolling on my phone.
You've seen heat maps.
I have seen heat maps.
Yeah, and what have you seen on these heat maps?
Yeah, but in screen recordings, you see some strange things. Just people clicking on stuff that doesn't do anything like 20 times in a row while their phone is horizontal. You're like, just what happened here? if the AI is less competent than that.
Oh, okay. Less competent.
And I could optimize for that. Well, okay, now I know I have a frictionless experience.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm going with.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to wait until...
We should get a dog to test the website.
Okay, AI can read. My dog can't read.
I got a four-year-old. Maybe my four-year-old could use it.
I have to sound out the words. Ever had a customer cancel an order because they were shopping while high or because they broke up with their significant other? Those are real reasons customers could cancel, and they're a real headache for both you and your customers. Why should they have to email support to change, cancel, or update an order? Enter Cleverific. With Cleverific, your customers can edit their orders themselves through a self-service portal. That means fewer support tickets, faster shipping, and fewer returns. Everybody wins. Peter Manning, New York, cut their order support by 99% with Cleverific. Now it's your turn. Listeners of the Unofficial Shopify podcast get 50% off the Pro Plan. just $49 a month. Go to cleverific.com/unofficial and use promo code KURT50 at checkout. It's less hassle, happier customers with Cleverific. CD Sidekick. That says Sidekick. I got it. Which, Sidekick got a bunch of updates. Did you ever use Shopify Sidekick?
I don't know what that is.
What? It's this little nerd guy in the upper right. He's got a mask on.
I generally don't need help when I'm in there.
Click your little nerd buddy.
No, I'm usually fine.
His little chat window pops open.
Handling it myself.
So I'm using him.
It's Clippy for your Shopify store?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I got my little buddy Sidekick. And.
Oh, wait. Let's roll it back. So you're claiming, by the way, your segue there going into Slim Jims is it'll solve the traffic problem in the split testing. Is that you can, instead of getting real users and waiting for the real users to hit your site, you could just run the Slim Jims through it, and then they can pick a winner?
They're an alternative. Both have the same outcome, conversion rate optimization, usability optimization, trying to make the website better.
But do they work in tandem?
I'm sure you could run them both, but by the time I have the ability to go to real split testing, do I want to use this tool?
Yeah, because it's like, okay, you run the sim thing on it and it hands you a report. Fine. I bet there might be one or two little interesting nuggets in the report. I'm not going to really pore over it that deep. Using the simulator to determine whether something is better or worse on your website, definitely don't do that.
I don't think that's what it's doing.
Okay.
No. No, I think this is an alternative.
You think these are two separate products?
Two separate products.
I don't.
Serving similar needs.
And we're not going to use SimJim to supercharge our split testing.
No.
Good.
Yeah.
Very good. That was one of my worries.
Well, I'm glad we clarified.
So Sidekick, our Clippy. French-Canadian Clippy.
French-Canadian Clippy. Sidekick. Sidekick's really grown on me because I now use it to make my life easier for shortcuts. I generate reports with it, and that's my number one use case. I'm just like, I'm always looking for info, you know, why did this conversion rate drop? And that's really like a series of analytics questions I have to ask to get to the bottom of it.
Yeah, if you ask it, why did my conversion rate drop? It's not going to give you a good answer.
No, I don't want it to think for me, but I do want it to take some of the...
You want it to fetch for you.
Yes. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And it is now integrated really nicely where it could generate reports, custom reports for me. I just have to be able to tell it, communicate to it what I want. It gets it right 9 out of 10 times. And say like customer segments, it could do that as well for me. I don't use that as often, but helpful, you know, when I need it. Like I want people who've placed more than 3 orders since this time, you know, and are subscribed to my newsletter. And like, yeah, I know I could do that in the admin filter, but being able to just like type it and have it do it magically for me, that's pretty convenient. Similar with the reports. The reports, it's a big time savings for me to not have to click around and instead just describe what I'm looking for. Now, there's other stuff that's been added into Sidekick that I have not played with yet. One, and I can't believe I missed this, it's just because I never tried it. You can have it create workflows, automations in Shopify Flow by just describing them to it. And Shopify Flow, one of my favorite apps, because I love marketing automation. And so being able to put that stuff, to have it attempt to make that flow for me, that I got to try. That could be significant time savings. Because oftentimes I'm like, all right, I'm pretty sure Shopify Flow can do what I want, but I'm not necessarily sure on the specifics. You know, and there's going to be some fiddling to get there.
Back to rollouts. Did rollouts include a thing where you can like publish? I think I heard or saw that you can like publish and unpublish sections by time and stuff like that.
I know it's included scheduling. I mean,
it's called rollouts. It's not called split. So you're rolling things out.
No, you're right. It does more than just split testing.
Yeah.
You can schedule theme changes.
You can schedule theme changes and theme publishing and unpublishing, which is great because, you know, where it's the holiday season and, you know, everyone's got like the Black Friday version of the theme with all our big Black Friday banners on it. And it's like, so there's no one needs to be there at 11:59 on Thanksgiving night to be like, okay, I got to go publish the theme. It could all just auto do it inside Shopify.
Yeah, everybody gets a good night's sleep now.
You could schedule everything.
Yeah, you're right. I missed that. Yes. So the other thing with Shopify Sidekick, that this we got to explore a little bit. All right, if it could write stuff into Shopify Flow, it's because now they've added app extensions to it. And so third-party apps in the App Store, like ours, could conceivably build an integration where Shopify Sidekick, you could tell Shopify Sidekick, you know, in our case, like, hey, I want to run this crowdfunding campaign. Hey, I want to run this free gift with purchase promo campaign. And then by talking to one of our two apps, it would be able to do that and just set it up for you.
Oh, well, and I was wondering if, like, oh, could you have it so I want to set up this free gift with purchase cafe campaign, but it's a limited time offer because I only have 100 of these gifts. So the moment I run out of the gifts, turn off the app and turn off the campaign.
All right. In this example, I'm going with probably not.
Okay.
But maybe we're not that far from a world like that because they added, there's a feature in it called lists where now, like, you can, for multi-step processes like this, you can have it make and work from a list, but it's kind of like it's working with you. You know, it's not, you can't have it kick something off on a schedule. But then, like, if it can also, if it could build workflows in Shopify Flow, that gives you a way to do scheduling. Like, I don't think we're far off from that world, but I doubt something like that would work today.
What's SPN?
SPN, Shopify Product Network.
Is that on my cable provider?
Is it a sports network? No. No.
Shopify, no, I was thinking, you know, Home Shopping Network.
Ah. Which, I mean, okay, if you could get on one of those home shopping shows, oh my gosh. We've had several.
Shout out to Osutra, our client, Stephanie Morimoto. She's on Home Shopping Channel all the time.
Yes, she does. Well, geez, is it HSN or QVC?
They're both owned by the same company.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sweet.
So it's cool. I think it's QVC. I think QVC's got a higher profile now.
No, anyone I've talked to who's done one of those shows is like, wow, it prints money. But okay, Shopify Product Network. I love any Shopify feature that leverages the Shopify platform, like everybody on it, you know, those network effects. And they had this app, Shopify Collective, which we use, where you can offer your products for sale in other people's stores. So it works like drop shipping.
Well, and you could, so more like you could become an affiliate for other people's stores, right?
Well, essentially it's like, well, Collective.
Or that's, what did we just set up?
Shopify Collective.
That is Collective.
Shopify Collective, yeah, is the one that essentially where it sets up drop shipping between two stores. So you could be a supplier or a vendor.
But you could sell other people's products on your store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it really streamlines the whole process. And so they took that idea a step further, Shopify Product Network. I can now show other people's products on my thank you and order status page, on my search page, and my collection pages. And it's an app called Shopify Product Network that you install, and then you opt into it and you could pick which of those surfaces you want. You can also exclude, like if you have competitors you don't want to have pop up in your store, you could exclude those. And then if someone purchases, you know, a customer could then make a purchase from one of those and it auto-fulfills and you just get paid a commission on it.
Isn't that just what Shopify Collective is though?
This is, Shopify Collective, it's just pulling bonus products into my catalog.
You're like, I'm going to become an affiliate of this store. I'm going to...
Shopify Collective, it's a dropship model. I'm dropshipping for someone else. This one is like affiliate. So it's going to fulfill...
So it fulfills on their store. And Shopify Collective, you fulfill it?
On Shopify Collective, the customer just sees an order. You know, I buy from store A... and I get products from store A and B, but my order is just one store. Like, I bought a Tesla accessory from Pete at Abstract Ocean, but it actually drop shipped from Test Bros. And that was through Shopify Collective. But for me as the end user, all I saw was Abstract Ocean, was Pete's store.
Yeah, okay. So it's like...
Where Shopify Product Network makes this a little more transparent. The other one's drop shipping. This one is like an affiliate setup.
Okay. And so when you click on the product, you're going to the other store?
I think so. Yeah. But we have a store in early access that has this running. And sure enough, there are clicks, there are sales, and like, you know, real brand new, real limited. But even with that, they still generated 7 orders and got paid $1,400 in commission in 30 days.
For doing nothing.
For doing nothing.
All right, I'll take that.
Yeah. That's like just bonus. And that's for them, that's pure profit. Now, there was a little note. There's like a note in the app that was like, hey, you're early access. And so these payouts are higher, you know, than they may be later. It was seven orders and the commission was close to $1,400.
But, well, I mean, it depends on how big the orders were.
Yeah. You know, I wouldn't expect
that. It's a percentage of the orders.
Here's a word from our sponsor, Zipify. December's not over, and neither are your sales opportunities. You just survived Black Friday and Cyber Monday, but are you maximizing every order that's still coming in? One-click upsell automatically increases average order value by up to 30% with AI-powered upsells across your entire customer journey. Holiday shoppers are still buying. Gift cards, last-minute orders, New Year prep. Make every sale count. Launch pre-purchase and post-purchase upsells for every product in one click. Customers see personalized offers and spend more automatically. Unlike other apps, you only pay for results, not views. Takes under 2 minutes to set up, starts working immediately. Don't let December revenue slip away. Go to Zipify.com/Kurt for your 30-day free trial. That's Zipify.com/KURT. Finish the year strong, my friend. And so that one was exciting. And it ties into shop campaigns. This is an advertising surface. I can advertise my products through shop in other people's stores, and they get paid if I make a sale. And I don't pay shop unless I make a sale.
That, don't do that.
Why?
Because if I'm shopping on, like, I'm already engaging in commercial activity by shopping on your store, and on your store, you're going to serve me ads for another store? Are you kidding me? I mean, that makes you look, that looks so low rent and like cheap, and I do not like it. Anyway, speaking of low rent and cheap, Tinker's coming out, and it's an AI image generation model that could be a tool for product imagery experiments. If you want to have really crappy looking AI generated product photos, use Tinker.
Have you played with image generation lately?
You can tell.
Nano Banana, that Google Nano Banana model is wild. It is so good. You got to try this thing.
I could tell. It looks like garbage. You could tell.
I think you're prompting it wrong. I think skill issue. User error.
Anyway, don't put freaking commercial. Don't put advertising on your store. They're going to buy from you. People don't like looking at ads. They understand it's a necessary evil for a lot of things. But if I'm already about to give you money for a product, why are you also advertising to me? Something else.
Put it on the thank you page and the order status page where we have already gotten the order. This is just bonus.
Well, but you
bonus profit.
Cited the collection and like on the store itself.
Well, and I will say, I suspect the way most stores would implement this, because you could pick which of those four surfaces it appears on, they'll check thank you and order status, they'll uncheck search and collection. And our client store that has it installed, that's how it's set up. Yeah. But I like the option.
I don't.
We'll see what it does, you know, as it rolls out more. You know, that Tinker app, it looks like that's going to be a free iOS app. Well, I don't know if it's going to be free. They didn't say that. But it looks like it's going to be an iOS app. It's not out yet. And, you know, watching the demo, it seemed like they referred to it as like a sandbox to try other AI models. This sounds similar to a tool I use now but have to pay for, Adobe Firefly, that generates its image generation and video generation from images. But they say, hey, which model do you want to use? And like Adobe has theirs, or I could flip it and be like, yeah, I want to use, you know, Gemini, Google's Nano Banana Pro. And that's kind of fun to try them. But really, I just always end up using Google's because it's like by far the best. Currently, I don't know, that could change in a month. These things move quickly.
I have a complex product. I sell a backpack that looks very specific. how do I generate product photos of my very specific looking backpack?
So I've attempted this. You give it, this worked when I was doing it with Adobe Firefly and the Google model. I gave it a reference photo and then a description of the setting and the background I wanted in. And it consistently was able to do it. Occasionally there'd be a little weirdness. And, you know, I like your example. I used backpacks. You know, and it.
Why do you think I made that my example?
Oh, okay. Come on. Technical backpacks. I know it worked.
You know what? I'm here every day. I know who our clients are.
Yeah. If you have a product photo and you're like, hey, I want to swap background or setting for like a banner, a hero image, an ad, I think 100% those AI tools have hit a point where that is practical to do. You use Shop App?
I don't use the Shop App, but I'll tell you who is using the Shop App. Literally everybody. That damn app. I hear people talking about it. People are just randomly talking about it in front of me. They're asking me questions about it because they're like, is that Shopify? I don't know. I know that's the thing you know. And so this Shop App, it is broken containment. It is fully in the normie brain world. I think it's kind of going after Amazon a little bit.
Yeah, we gave Shop App a couple of years ago. When it came out, we gave it a hard time, mostly just on the name.
Well, no comment on Shopify's naming procedures.
It's been number one in the iOS App Store. Over Black Friday, I was in Times Square over Black Friday. They were running ads for it. Like, for sure they're promoting this. We're seeing, you know, more orders pop up comparing, like, Black Friday this year to last year. More orders are being referred or getting as a sales channel. Shop is growing in our client stores, so we're seeing the results from it. And the Shop campaign ads, we have stores that have been consistently running ads in there and getting profitable ROAS. You could acquiring new customers at 1.9x, 2x ROAS in Shop. And I think those numbers are only going to get better. Meta ads, more expensive than ever. And so people are starting to look for alternatives to it. If you haven't explored these Shop campaigns, 100%, this is one of them. And they're, that Shop app, what was so clever about it to get the installs for early on the thank you page, the order confirmation page of a Shopify store, it said, hey, you want to track your app? Track your order? Get the Shop app.
Yep.
And it does the order tracking, and the app's free. It's very convenient, and it works well at that. That's like your Trojan horse. You know, that utility was what got people to install it, use it, and leave notifications on. And now, once you're in the app, all right, I could browse.
You just have this giant library of everything.
Yeah. You get these little storefronts. You go through it. See past orders, see offers, and they're starting to include, shoppable content. So they've got this concept. This one of the announcements is Shop Minis. And all right, it took me a little bit to wrap my head around this.
What is a Shop Mini?
So it's, if I said it's apps for the Shop app, that's sort of true, but it's not. When we think of apps, we think of like the merchants installing it for their store. This is really for, looking at it, it seemed like other content creators to surface shoppable content inside this app. And the best use case was this recipe app.
So it's a thing inside the Shop app.
Yes.
Who makes the thing? Shopify?
No, a third-party developer.
A third-party developer. How does the thing get installed on my Shop app?
Oh, it's just in there. I believe Shop's just Shopify
just thing that's
is
in
curating
there.
These.
How do I get, okay. So there's just a section in the Shop app.
Yeah.
Called Shop Minis.
No.
What's it called, Kurt?
Oh, here, hold on. Let me look it up for you.
I'm going to install it because I got to see if they got, if anyone wants to send me the 4K Blu-ray of Hard Boiled that came out, it's sold out everywhere. And it's really driving me nuts. That was I told my wife that was my on emergency pull for a Christmas present for me. I was like, just give me the Hard-Boiled 4K. And she can't find it anywhere, so.
All right, so you open the Shop app up.
I'm installing it.
Click categories at the top. No, that's not it.
Oh, yeah, this is a bang-up feature.
Open the app, click search. And then they've got this section that says, try something new. Discover more ways to shop with minis. And the top three that are in there are recipes by Food Social, picnic gift registry, and GiftSense, a new way to find the perfect gift. And so if I click GiftSense, that one opens a quiz that's like asking, it's like a chatbot asking who I'm trying to buy for. And then it asks a ton of questions and then tries to make recommendations on products to buy. And so with the Shopify product catalog, there is now programmatic access to that where apps can search every Shopify product in every store. And all these stores are opted into it by default. So you get these huge product catalogs.
I mean, yeah. I mean, what Shop is what's Amazon nowadays? Obviously, Amazon sells, Amazon sells some stuff to you directly, but so many people are getting it from the manufacturer. Like, I bought a Cuisinart food processor, a small one, a couple days ago, and it came from Cuisinart. Cuisinart was selling it to me via Amazon. This is all the Shop app is. I feel it is a direct Amazon competitor. Shopify itself isn't selling you products, but all the army of all the Shopify store owners have all put their catalogs on the Shop app, and you can now shop the entirety of the Shopify universe within this one app, and it's killing it. Everyone's using it.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I mean, it's no skin off your nose as a store owner. You're doing literally nothing. In fact, it requires less maintenance because you don't have like a store to maintain that you have on your URL at your website. It's just pulling all the data from your product catalog.
Yeah. And so I'd encourage you, if you haven't played with this yet, in your Shopify admin, you could change the look of your Shop storefront in the Shop app. They've added more options to help you curate it. And really, for the few minutes it takes to set it up, absolutely do it.
A lot of gift registries.
Which makes sense.
Yeah, it's all gifting. I made an app to recommend a gift.
Yeah, I think like that's the idea. They flat out tell you, discover more ways to shop. It is just variations on recommendation engines. Which, good, you know, we're trying to sell more stuff to more people more often. This does it.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, with all Shopify Editions announcements, there's lots of stuff we didn't cover. And, you know, there's features that got added since the summer, you know, that to us feel like, you know, I've been using those for months. They're not new, but they're included in these announcements. And as well as, you know, entire categories we didn't touch on. Point of sale, B2B, developer stuff, shipping. You know, lots of content in there, but we're just picking our, you know, the highlights.
This is the exciting stuff.
Yeah. Well, exciting for us, hopefully exciting for listeners.
No, this was all reasonably useful stuff. I'll give them credit.
Wow. That's high praise from you.
Yeah, right. Keep sending them checks.
A lot of dev stuff that's exciting that just we'll see better apps in the future.
All right. So for the hard-boiled, it should also be available at Grove, which is my preferred 4K Blu-ray vendor. It is a secret storefront end for Universal Pictures. Grove is on Shopify, but not in the Shop app. So I don't know what they're doing there.
That's a missed opportunity for them.
It's a huge missed opportunity for them. Also, I really want Grove as a client. So Grove, if you're out there, let me do stuff on your store. And you could pay me in product.
Oh. I 100% I take Grove as a client. For sure. Not going to complain about that. All the info, you can get it on the Shopify Edition site. We'll include that in the show notes. Some of these features are in preview. They're not available yet. Others have already been available. So, you know, scroll through it and pick the stuff that interests you. If it's interesting and not available, there's always an option to get notified when it is. And so, you know, I end up signing up for a lot of those at all of these announcements. But yeah, exciting stuff. I'm looking forward to 2026.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy Honda days.
No, happy Honda days.
I celebrate Toyotathon.
Oh, man. Hey, before you go, I was hoping you would check out our new app, Promo Party Pro. It is what I want to be the single best, easiest way to run a free gift with purchase promo on Shopify. We just put it live in the App Store. We've got less than 50 users. We want your feedback. So if you need to run a free gift with purchase promo in the near future, install it, try it. There's a live chat. I check that all the time. And so if you have any issues at all, you know, or any suggestions on how we can make it even easier to use, let us know. We're happy to help. If you want to try it, search Promo Party in the App Store, Promo Party Pro's the app. Give it a shot. It's got a free trial. Thanks.